Hey. Wake up. Oh no. Please. Please wake up. Don't die on me. Oh. I was scared that you weren't gonna make it. You were bleeding so much and you were hyperventilating really badly. Huh? You're at my place. Where else do you think? I patch you up and have food ready if you're hungry. If you're curious what happened to you, you were really injured and nearly drowned when I found you. I don't know what happened, but I found your vessel that you came on. You were bleeding severely. If I found you a few minutes later, you might have had a really slim chance of living from all the blood lost. Anyways, I'm happy to see you're doing way better than I found you that night. And to see that you're actually here with the living now. Here's some food I made. I hope it suits your taste. It's mutton and some vegetables that is grown in the village. But you do need to eat since your body needs the strength to heal properly. If you don't mind me asking, what happened to you? Were you being hunted down or a storm took over your vessel? You looked really scared when I first encountered you. I remember you woke up from shock and then fainted from blood lost again. You shouted like someone was going to hurt you. Just what happened? And don't worry, I'm not going to fatten you up and put you in a stew or whatever. If I were to do that, I would have tied you up and force-feed you like a turkey. I have no ill intention towards humans. Whatever you guys say about us, just seems like it's out of fear. Yes, I've encountered your kind before. Not very pleasant people, but there are a few that was kind enough to share their world with us. I found you. I figured I'll try my shots out, since there seem to be some nice humans in your ranks. Yes, there's more of my own kind. The Amazonian women are hidden away in these woods. I was patrolling to make sure no raiders or other tribes tried to take over our territory. Then I found you and the wreck you were in. Then I took you home and got confirmation that you can stay with me. Of course, little human. If you don't want to share, that's fine. Just know that you're always welcome to my humble home here. If you need anything, be sure to ask me. I can tell you're still weak, especially with the amount of blood that you lost at one time. So please, rest up and try not to push yourself. Let me help you. You're not heavy, dear. Don't underestimate the strength of us women. So it's a pride thing? Well, I don't quite understand you human folks. But let me get you in a more comfortable position. There you go. You can lay in bed while you could still eat. I'm sure it feels much more easier on your muscles. If you need water, let me know, okay? It's good to rehydrate yourself, especially with all the blood lost. You want me to stay? I mean, alright. I guess it would be lonely for you to be here by yourself, especially having no one around. We can talk if you want. Just so it's not filled with awkward silence in here. No. There was no one else on the vessel. All I found was you. And some stuff I assume are your belongings. It's in the next room if you want me to grab it for you. Not yet? Okay. Well, I hoped your friends who were on that ship did manage to survive. I can't imagine what would happen to my fellow kin if something like that happened to our own. I'll have hope. Maybe another tribe or something found them and healed them? Who knows? If you want to assume that every single one of us is barbaric, we are not. Kind of disappointed you would look down on us like that. What I mean when it comes to territory, each tribe has strict laws when it comes to whoever crosses our borders. The leaders want to keep this peace between all of us. And of course, there will be some bad apples amongst us. That's why we have to make sure. It is my duty and job to help keep the peace treaty between the factions. Yes, by watching the borders, of course, for all my patrols. We're not as indecent if that's what you think. It's okay. Just, that's what the last humans came in and assumed. That we're all animals and that we should have a human ruler instead. They don't even understand our society of women and want to put a human man to rule us all. We choose a leader through battle. And guess what happened to that poor soul? He died. Didn't even last that long before he got grabbed by the ankle and got swung like a toy. It was one of the most entertaining matches. He might have won the match when it comes to politics, but when it comes to strength, he lost so fast where one of his victories didn't even count. We need leaders who is good in both politics and strength. A leader who knows what she is doing and ain't scared of others, but is also kind and compassionate. Outsiders see our society as something different and deem us as immoral. Yes, I hear the outside world from others and it's no better than ours. Who is there to say that their society is better? A place where you have to work to death just to have food in your stomach? That is just absurd to me. And water where it's not free for those to drink? Just what is that? And the fact that they keep breaking treaties of others with their lands? Why is that? Do humans have a habit of lying and backstabbing others or something? Or thinking that they are superior? I'm not assuming that you have these habits, but from what I hear from other humans, it seems like a huge repetitive thing with your kind. You guys create a peace treaty with one another and yet try to break it, saying that it's for the good of the people. But you guys made an agreement. And with us, we keep our peace with one another. That's how we live in harmony with one another. I'm glad to see you agree with some points. Just, their society doesn't sound any better. We are a resilient group who strive to help our own community. And don't worry about the others here too. I convinced them that you're one of the good humans. We're reasonable and have understanding. Just because some bad humans came in and tried to take over us doesn't mean all of you guys are bad. Really? Your human society is questionable from an outside perspective. We rarely have men in our tribe, but we make do with what we can with the other tribes with peace treaties and trades to help keep our population controlled. I heard some human men would love to come here and be treated like kings. I hope they know that many Amazonian women would use them to make sure they're pregnant. It's only natural for a male to want to give their offspring to the strongest woman. Strange, but I cannot say much, since our views on things are slightly different. Death by Snoo Snoo? Is that a human joke? I would love for you to explain it to me later. Sounds quite interesting. Oh, let me get your bolt aside for you. Here, you don't need to move, just stay right there. You're in no position to move. Just lie down and relax for me. Good. Don't worry. I'll stay here as long as you need me to. You're injured and I'm scared with my size. I might hurt you. All right. Does this help? With me cuddling you against me like this? Oh, goodness, you're so cold. Maybe it is a good thing you asked for cuddles. Don't worry, I'll make sure to keep you warm. Last thing I want is for you to catch something because your body heat isn't regulating itself. Oh, it's okay. I'm glad you enjoy being in my arms. You're a good human, you know that? Many would be ungrateful and yell names at me, saying that I shouldn't have saved them or that I'm disgusting. You? You're really nice. Well, to me that is. I really enjoy conversing with you and your company, and it's nice telling you about my community too. I like the feeling of sharing. So tell me about you. Shy, huh? Don't push yourself if you aren't ready. Not expecting you to share instantly to a stranger like me. If you ever wanted to talk, I'm here. You look so adorable in my arms like this. So small compared to me, and yet I just want to protect you from harm's way. You like it when I scratch your head like that? Feels good, huh? Maybe I should keep you as a pet. Feed you, pamper you, have the emotional love and care too. Oh, you would love that, wouldn't you? Being an Amazonian's pet. Well, tell me, why would you want to be my pet? You think I'm nice? What a sweet, sweet human. But of course, showing kindness should be the norm, is it not? And I was just joking, you know? I'm not expecting to keep you as my pet, unless you really want me to. Well, I will make sure nothing harms you. You're becoming to be my favorite human. I'm growing very fond of you. Of course, you can tell me anything. You know what I think from my experiences? People always say time is everything, but it doesn't mean much. You know, if it is right deep down, I may not know what you're going through now or what happened before you came to me, but know that you will know when time comes, and it's good to trust your gut instincts too. That's how people survive. Fear. It isn't a bad thing to have. It's a survival instinct and helps many people thrive. I know you're still withdrawing information from me, but that is fine. I'm not entitled to your own issues in business unless it affects my people in any way. But know, whoever hurt you that badly where you almost died, know that you have to have your guard up, no matter what. And it is your choice to trust whoever you want to trust. Just be sure you don't give your trust and kindness randomly. You are a survivor. Now, get some rest, dear. I'll be here still to make sure you get the treatment and food. Especially if you wake up in the middle of the night and want something. Of course. Now rest, my dear. I'll be by your side. Okay?